Penguin Random House Audio presents Run by Andrew Grant. Read for you by John Lindstrom. Monday morning. On a usual Monday morning, I'd be the first to arrive. The gate, which was little more than a hinged version of my client's corporate logo, the name Ameritel splashed across the globe with three multicolored electrons spinning inexplicably around it, would still be closed. Mine would be the only car in the parking lot, except for the night shift security guards, a pink 1959 Cadillac Eldorado Seville, all tail fins in chrome, which the management made him leave in the farthest corner from the door. The official reason was that the car took up too much space. My guess was the fact that it left their bland German status symbols in the shade had more to do with it. But anyway, I'd pass the guy, dozing in the otherwise deserted reception area, a double-height triangular wedge driven between the two functional wings of the building like the central tip of a W and crammed with Van der Rohe and Le Corbusier in the hope that the smell of money would impress the visitors. And head to the narrow second-floor office I'd requisitioned for the duration of my project. I'd check on the progress of all the new reports I'd left running over the weekend, I'd catch up on email, and I'd line up the jobs I wanted to nail that week. It wasn't rocket science, but it worked for me. Until that Monday. I knew something was up when I couldn't park in my usual space. It had been taken by a black S-Class Mercedes. Another black Benz was tucked in next to it, and a trio of BMWs was lined up farther along the row. It made the place look more like a funeral home than an office building, but five big hitters at work before the first pot of coffee was normally brewed.